Manufacture. This cup was thrown on a potter's wheel, and the handle was shaped separately and applied to the turned body. The saucer was likely formed in a mold. Both were air-dried to ensure the moisture was gone from the clay, then fired in a kiln. If water remained in the clay, it could explode in the hot kiln. Once cooled, the piece was then dipped into a liquid glaze composed of water, lead oxide, manganese, and powdered brick to cover the exterior. Once that was dry, the inside was brushed with an enamel of tin and lead oxide, and the whole piece was fired again at nearly 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit, 1,000 Celsius, to fix the glaze, giving it a glassy finish.